The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. We're back with the second hour of the show, and Robin is with me this morning, or I'm with her, or we're together here on the couch, just just enjoying all the callers this morning. And
it's been great.
Yeah, it's been fun. So, you know, Chris says we have a lot of callers, which is good. I'm glad to hear that. So who's lined up there, buddy? He's answering calls. That's all right. We'll wait. So we'll just talk a little bit. I guess I would be remiss if I didn't tell people where to order the record book for Maryland Big Game Animals, Whitetail Deer, Sitka Deer, and Black Bears, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would.
That would be bucks-bears-stags.com. Bucks, Bears, Stags. Dashes in between. www.bucks-bears-stags.com, S-T-A-G-S, like whitetail bucks, black bears, and sitka deer stags. That's what that's all about. By the way, the bear lottery was this week.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't pick. Laura didn't pick. You know, I didn't. But I did, but Chuck got a got a tag.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah,
congratulations, Chuck.
He pulled a ticket, so that's good. And I know Chuck sent us pictures of one time there were four bears on the property all at the same time, all in the same place, and he got to see a picture of that right near his stand, which is pretty cool. So let's talk to Patrick in Catonsville. Good morning, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Morning.
Did we meet the other day?
Good morning. Pardon?
Did we meet the other day?
No.
Oh, another Patrick. Okay.
Yeah.
A longtime listener and friend, Patrick, and I met at Macrotech the other day. We both had our masks on, but we recognized each other, which was kind of interesting. So what's on your mind, Patrick?
Let me see. You have mentioned a couple details on the Upper Potomac. Be up in that area later today fishing for a smallmouth bass.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like the Little Orleans area and
sure.
Possibly even underwater dam or what was left of it or something.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's my question.
Are you concerned about going too far up, or you want to find the right spot, or what?
Oh, I want to find a couple right spots.
Okay, well,
camping up.
Number one, you're going to be camping up there?
Yes.
In Little Orleans?
Either there or up a little bit upriver towards Spring Gap.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I can't give you any real hot spots right there, but what I will tell you is the smallmouth are going to be active, probably going to be active early and later in the evening. I would go with some kind of surface bait. I would go with this is my personal favorite. Okay, I like a number 9 gold Rapala. Are you going to be in a boat?
Oh, no, I will not be.
You be in from shore. All right, get something like a chatterbait or small spinnerbait, quarter ounce spinnerbait. Get something that goes on the surface, maybe a floating frog or maybe a anything that makes noise on the surface.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of lures out there that you can pay $15-$20 for, but there's also a bunch of stuff that you can buy, you know, relatively inexpensive and get two or three. But a smallmouth on the upper river, you might want to consider a shallow running crankbait, like a square lip crankbait that only runs 1 or 2 feet under the surface and floats. And then when you, you know, when you retrieve it, it only runs, you know, 1 or 2 feet underneath the surface. You don't want to get snagged up in the rocks. I mean, you don't want to go with a big old heavy jig and throw it out there and, you know, jig it up and down, because there's so many rocks you'll just lose them. So go. So go with some surface stuff or some shallow running stuff. Flashy spinner baits, white, you know, crawfish color. Anything is good because they feed a lot on crawfish. Black, believe it or not, is good because there's a lot of helgramites in that area. You know, so something black that moves, you know, that looks like it's drifting in the current and wiggles every now and then, you know. So I'm just trying to give you a few hints, because smallmouth are very aggressive. They eat minnows, they eat crayfish, they eat helgramites, they eat anything that they get an opportunity to eat.
Yeah, well, because of the time of year it is, I won't be in a boat, but I'll be wading.
Okay. Wading is great. I love wet wading for smallmouth. I grew up wet wading for smallmouth on the Juniata River on the North Branch of Potomac up near Springfield, West Virginia. That was a great place to wade. And,
nice.
Yeah, my dad caught his biggest smallmouth he ever caught up in that river near Springfield, West Virginia. 20.5-inch river smallmouth.
Oh, my gosh.
20.5 inches.
That's,
and he caught it on a night crawler that he drifted in under a tree root.
Is that right?
And that's another good bait. I mean, if you want to use live bait, we always use minnows. We seined our own crawfish. We, you know, turned over rocks with a seine net and caught helgramites and that type of thing. So, you know, smallmouth, river smallmouth, that's my bread and butter. Grew up on it. Still love catching smallmouth more than anything.
Yeah, that's really nice, and I know right in that area, relatively close, Town Creek flows in.
Yep.
And so I'll probably access that area.
Sure.
I forget if that's north or upriver or downriver from Little Orleans.
Well, you know, the smallmouth are, they're ambush predators, of course. So, you know, they're going to live next to rocks and so forth. Don't be afraid to throw to the rocks. You know, but I'd keep it on the surface. I really would.
Okay.
You know, because they're looking for prey from any angle.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when the water's warm, that topwater action is just fantastic. I mean, I love fishing for smallmouth. I fished for them on the Susquehanna up in Pennsylvania. Like I said, the Juniata River growing up, the upper North Branch up there in West Virginia. So yeah, a lot of experience on river smallmouth. Even fished the James River down in Southwest Virginia for them. And caught one of my best river smallmouth there, 18 inches, on a camping trip, and that was on a soft shell crayfish. I tried everything to catch some smallmouth, and they just would not cooperate. Finally, one of the young men that was with us caught a big old soft-shelled crayfish out from under a rock for me, and, man, I threw that thing out there, and that big old bass sucked that thing. So,
yeah. That upper James River is amazing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I was up by Natural Bridge.
Yeah.
Down by Natural Bridge about a month ago, and the James River in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Natural Bridge is one of my favorite places.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Did you ever go to the animal park down there?
The animal park. I don't think I did.
Okay. It's a drive through.
If you did, you'd remember, because they climb in the car with you.
Yeah.
I'd go by it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want a bison to stick his head in your window, you know, to get some a little packet of food that they sell you, that's an unforgettable experience.
That's amazing. Yeah.
We were there in September during the rut of the elk rut, okay? And these bulls were chasing each other. And these people were walking around between these elk and looking at them, you know, driving their cars. And the cows were running. The bulls were raging. And they're bugling. It's like, Robin, somebody's going to get killed here. This is the middle of the elk rut. You know, they had live elk there. They got sick of deer. They got white. They got all kinds of crap at that wildlife farm.
Good crap.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I didn't realize it was that... complete.
Oh, yeah, it's got like 5 miles of driving trail.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
They got bison and full-size elk and what else? They have all kinds of African game, too, wild game.
Kuzus or what was it?
Kudu. Yeah. Yeah. One of the muddiest sick of deer I've ever seen in my life. This thing was caked with mud. Antlers, face, everything. It was wallowing. You know, and it come up out of that mud, that Virginia mud, and walked up to the car, and I looked at that thing, and I went, I hope you're happy. I've hunted the marshes of Dorchester County. I've never seen a muddier sick of deer than you are, buddy. Big old stack. He was funny looking, so I got some pictures of that. That was fun. Thanks for reminding me of that.
That was a fun time.
Yeah. And then Robin spilled got it knocked out of her hand by some critter.
That was bison, I think.
Yeah, the food bag. So every animal that came up smelled the food in the car.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
boy.
I lost one of the bags of food. Something come up and grabbed it and ripped the bucket out of my hand, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun time. Fun place. So Hey, well thanks for bringing some memories back to me, buddy. I appreciate that.
Oh wow. Thank you for all the recommendation. And I want to jump on the conditions that are out there
next
3 days or so.
Yeah. Well,
so,
enjoy it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Who's up next, Uncle Chris?
Nobody.
What? Did I not give the number 410 WCBM 680? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do then.
Well, what are you going to do?
No, but I'm going to tell folks about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, look, a lot of people like to shoot sporting clays and trap and skeet and things like that. And the 725 Satori is like a standard. It's been around for a long, long time. A lot of people like that Satori, C-I-T-O-R-I. Well, Satori's come out with a new model. It's a little less expensive. It's a CXT model. It's been the leading over and under for generations. All Satori shotguns feature chrome-plated chambers, triple trigger system, backboard technology, and Invector Plus choke tubes system. Well, this Satori is just like the expensive one, but it comes with a blued receiver rather than a chromed receiver. And, you know, there's some changes, but I tell you what, it handles just like the 725. So if you want to get into shotgun shooting sports, or if you're already into it and you need another backup gun or something like that, take a look at that Satori CXT. You will like that, no question about it. Now I want to talk about rifles for those of you who are rifle hunters. The Hell's Canyon. X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. It's all the technology of the X-Bolt, but it comes in the Arid Urban Camo, the kind of a faded-out green and brown camo. It's pretty cool-looking. Dura-Touch finish, which means you're not going to get fingerprints on the composite stock. The barrel has a Cerakote finish. It's fluted, and it's threaded. It'll take a muzzle brake, in other words. It'll take a suppressor if you need to. It's got a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action. It comes in three models. It comes in the Hell's Canyon Speed. If you need a lightweight firearm for maybe you're going to go climb some mountains out west and you know you might be hunting mountain goat or sheep or something like that, or pronghorn, and you know you're going to need a lightweight rifle, you got that. Then it comes in the long range, which has a little longer barrel, a little different calibers, like 6.5 Creedmoor and 308 and those. And then there's also the McMillan model as well. So check all those out, the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt, the Speed, the Long Range, and the McMillan models at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're your full-line Browning dealer, firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Robin, do you remember the specials at Bay Country Bakery this weekend?
They have cheesecakes, and they have...
Oh, cheesecakes.
Yes, and they have those different kinds of breads. I said I got to remember what they were.
That's all right.
I'm right here. It is blueberry peach cream cakes, pineapple cream cakes topped with caramel toasted coconut and pecans, and a peach blueberry cream cheese bread pudding. And one more was a lemon cheesecake donut of the day. That was a couple days ago.
You got to get in there and get it today, though, because they're going to be closed tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. They're staying home for a little staycation. They had a vacation plan, and COVID killed it, just like our Alaska trip.
Yeah, we should be in Alaska talking to you all.
Yeah, so they're going to take a little staycation at home, and they'll be closed Monday and Tuesday. So starting next Wednesday through Saturday, though, they're open from 7 to 1, and you can get a nice breakfast sandwich. And I'm sure they'll come back with a whole big bunch of nice bakery items. We love their donuts and their pastries and their cookies and their cakes. Best on Delmarva that we know of. That's Dave and Gina Levy. Dave texted me.
I figured something happened because I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're your hosts. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best at Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, Route 50 East, just through Cambridge. You look for the big donut on the side of the building. It's a big, giant donut. What you do is you take a selfie in front of the big donut. And you can share that with us if you want. But we'd love to see all our listeners that go down to Bay Country Bakery send us a photo. So that's how you
and
do that. What?
We can personally attest to their wedding cake skills.
Wedding cakes? Yeah, they did our reception cake for our wedding.
And some cupcakes.
And cupcakes for the guests, so you don't have to buy the giant cake. You can get the same flavor in cupcakes and all that stuff.
And
you
just get their point. Donuts.
Their donuts are fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. My favorite.
Do you know
maple frosted donut with sliced almonds?
Do you know, we did this last time. We went to Bay Country Bakery.
Yeah.
And that was the day, you all know, I ended up in the hospital choking on a pill. I never got to eat any of the stuff we got from there.
Nope, you didn't, unfortunately.
I know, and I was so psyched.
But I'll tell you something, it was good, Robin.
I know, you got to enjoy it.
Facebook page is Bay Country Bakery, same as the website, baycountrybakery.com. Be sure to stop by and say hello. You might see Robin and me there, that's for sure. All right.
We will definitely be back soon.
Yep, we'll be there. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 30 years' experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa and Asia and North America. He's located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup. That's Montevideo Road in Jessup. Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 295 interstates. Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet. It's got a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet, and you will not forget that showroom when you walk in and see all the animals there. There's two leopards sitting in a tree. That's pretty cool. There's that muskox from the Arctic galloping across the Arctic tundra, I guess.
I love to see
1 foot, a full life-size giant muskox, giraffes, cape buffaloes, they're all there. A 1-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects if you're headed over to the Dark Continent or maybe Canada or somewhere like that, and kill a giant moose like I want to someday. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides 5-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558, 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We'll be right back after this.
Enjoy the sunshine today, rain ahead for the start of the work week. Mix of clouds and sunshine for us today. A light west to northwest breeze. Seasonably warm. Mid-80s expected this afternoon. Clouds increasing tonight. Temperatures drop down into the mid-60s. Lots of clouds Monday afternoon. Showers cooler. Middle to upper 70s. More showers, even a few rumbles of thunder Monday night and Tuesday. Highs Tuesday, upper 70s. Cloudy and back to the 80s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. 'Cause you can't stomp them out and you can't make them run, but with them old 40-grade on shotgun. We say grace, we say man, and you ain't in the battle, don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right, and we can. Let's talk to Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, good morning, Scott. Alan. Finally get to connect.
There you go. How you been?
All right. Drove all the way from Middle River, and I called when I was already 10. Now I'm down here coming up on Easton.
Wow.
Headed down to the Wicomico to do a little bass fishing.
Sure.
This morning, and catch the tide there, then move up and fish the top tank in the second half of the day.
Well, that sounds good. You got
you're
a couple.
You're driving
good...
right by us, right?
Yeah,
now.
You're driving right by us. That's for sure. So.
Yeah. Well, we got a my club has a little bass tournament down here today. We got about a half dozen boats, and
right.
We call it a scatter tournament. Whereas you start anywhere you want, as long as it's tidal water south of the Chester and on the eastern shore.
That's cool.
And then we'll meet at 5 o'clock. Up in the old ramp in Denton there, right by the old 404 bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll
and,
be neat.
Yeah, weigh them in. It's I look forward to it every year. It's something a little different than just everybody going to the same place and fishing the same river.
Yeah, a little. It puts a whole new meaning into run and gun, doesn't it?
It does, because low tide today, and as you know, bass fishing on these tidal rivers is all about the tide.
Yep.
And, low tide today is around noon down in Salisbury, and then it'll be like 4 o'clock up in Denton. So,
right.
You know, I hit the outgoing water down here, then move up there. But just enjoying your show. You come in real strong down here on the shore. It's nice and loud.
Oh, yeah.
And you know.
We're 50,000 watts, brother. I mean, you know, so we just, we boom. And you're following our footprint. Our footprint is south and east, you know, down through Annapolis, across the shore into Delaware. Somebody said 35 miles offshore of Ocean City, they could still get a good, strong signal. I don't know why you'd be listening to AM radio 35 miles offshore in Ocean City, but if you ever are, tune into WCBM.com or WCBM 680.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say hi and tell you I enjoy listening to your show.
Well, thank you, Scott.
I'll, I'll run into you somewhere again one day.
Oh, I'm sure you will. We'll see each other from time to time, no question.
You enjoy today.
All right.
Good luck.
Yeah, you enjoy the weather out there. Be careful. Thanks,
all right,
Scott.
Thanks. So you and Robin have a nice day.
We will.
Thank you.
See you later, buddy. Let's talk to Joe.
Yeah, hi, Alan.
Hi, Joe.
I live in Ellicott City, pretty close to the state park.
Uh-huh.
Walk at morning, there's some, like, animal waste in my driveway. It's, like, perfectly round and about an inch high. Could that have been a bear?
Possibly. Probably.
Really?
Yep. Could very well be. No question. There was just a bear warning from where? Parkville? Bel Air? Up that way?
Yeah.
Perryville,
yeah.
I just said that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, very possibly. I mean, you know, you got him in Frederick County. There's no reason why you wouldn't have him in Howard County, especially this time of year when the young bears are, you know, the young males are searching for territory. They're spread out across the state. You know, we see them, you know, you see them in Baltimore. You see them in Gaithersburg. You see them in... You know, even had one on the Eastern Shore not many years ago, so, yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned the other week or two ago about how many, about the foxes are so prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that basically because nobody's trapping them because of their fur?
Well.
And nobody wants their fur?
Well, you know, the fur market is way off. There's still people that trap, but they focus on other things, whatever's the most profitable at the time, whether it's muskrats or fox or raccoons or whatever it might be. But the fox have just become so popular because there's no predator other than the coyote that'll prey on them. You know, we just have ideal conditions for foxes. We have all kinds of prey species for them to feed on, and they do a very efficient job. But I will tell you, the rise in popularity of predator hunting is keeping them in check. But there are people that come from all over the country to hunt in Maryland for fox because they are so successful here. I don't know if you knew that or not, but they do.
Well, I see them all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, well, enjoy
ideal conditions, that's what it is. So.
Yeah, okay, well, enjoy your show. Thanks.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Who we have next there, Chris?
You have Henry.
Henry. Let's talk to Henry. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
How are you?
I've been okay. So you've been part of the wildlife a lot, and it's parts of Maryland that the wildlife is in. And how about like places, Delaware, maybe Catonsville, different places like that? That's where the wildlife at.
Okay.
So,
Delaware and Catonsville is where the wildlife is at.
Right, right. So you've been out them places, right?
I've been all over the state. Garrett County, Frederick County, Cecil County, Kent County, Queen Anne's County, Talbot County,
and
Dorchester County.
I know a TV show used to come on. Come on Sundays. Well, Saturdays, I don't know if they still come on.
Uh-huh.
You can see that, you know, the wildlife and the guy go out in the truck and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
That brung to my attention. Do you know what TV show that is?
Used to come on regular television?
Yeah, regular television.
How long ago?
Recently.
Recently?
Recently. I know it. Come on TV, you know, he'd be out there at kids and everything.
You might be talking about Maryland Public Television, Outdoors Maryland. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
sure.
My attention, you know, when you're talking about that. Taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I can get you on video.
You can't get me on video. I don't have any videos.
Oh, you don't have no video?
No, I'm not a video guy. I'm a radio guy.
Just radio. Oh, okay.
Yep.
I keep in touch.
Look. All right. Thank you
thank
so much.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
Brian's up listening, but then the app kicked her off.
The app kicked her off?
Mm-hmm.
Why would the app kick her off?
Because Brian shouldn't listen. I don't know why.
What are you talking about? You're out of your mind.
No, she just said I was listening and I got kicked off.
That's all right. Sorry, Bree. Okay. Oh, my goodness. You know, this headset, if I sound a little goofy this morning, I'm sorry about that. I got to keep the one ear off my, ouch, the one ear pad off my ear. There's a big old bandage in front of it. And this is not, I'm not fishing for sympathy or anything like that. It's just a fact that the bandage that they put on after my little bit of a skin cancer surgery yesterday is a pressure bandage to, you know, what's a pressure bandage do, Robin? You're the one with the medical.
Keeps it nice and tight so that it doesn't start bleeding or anything.
Oh.
Just pushes on it.
Like
keeps the skin together.
I see.
Mainly for the bleeding.
Okay. Okay. It was I don't want to gross people out, but it was interesting. The operation took about a minute. I mean, from the shot to the excavation to the end of it, and you know, then you got to wait for them to prepare the microscopic slide to see if they've got all the cancer cells and so forth. And I was told, don't ruin our record. We're pretty much one and done around here. When you get, you know, the surgery, we don't want to have to go back in for more. I'm like, oh, okay, great. So when they put the lidocaine in, they shot me up. You know, I couldn't feel anything, and then they hit that. It's like a melon baller, I guess, whatever it is.
Oh,
they
Alan.
Took that scoop out of there, and I knew what they were doing, and I could hear it, and I could smell it, and I said, that's something burning. And they said, yeah, it's you. I said, oh, okay, great. They were cauterizing some little blood vessels and capillaries and stuff that were bleeding. It was, you know, that was one of those days where you kind of joke back and forth with the surgeon and the tech and so forth, and you know, they warned you going in, don't ruin our record. We're one and done around here. So I didn't. I didn't ruin the record. So, but it was funny. And then, you know, you sit there with a temporary bandage on for a couple of hours, and then they call you back and they say, well, we've done the microscopic work and everything's fine. You're good to go. We're going to stitch you up. And then the surgeon comes back in and shoots you up again with the lidocaine, and you don't feel anything. And, you know, she stitches you up. She sewed me up like she was sewing up a baseball. Putting stitches in a baseball. She was pretty quick and not very gentle with those stitches, but I didn't feel anything. I didn't care. And then the other tech, her name is Ariel. What a nice young lady. Ariel. You know, like the mermaid?
Yes, sir. I know.
Ariel Marie. She was very nice. And she's the one that put this bandage on and gave me all my instructions. So it's just... But I will tell you, once the lidocaine wears off, there's a little bit of a pain there. Because that melon baller takes a pretty deep scoop.
Stop calling it a melon baller.
Well, what's it called?
It's not called a melon baller. Probably a curette or something.
Yeah, that's it. Curette. That's what it's called.
Yeah, I knew I did medicine for a reason.
Yep. Let's see. Oh, Captain Don said the app kicked him off, too. Are you back on the app, guys? And gals?
I haven't heard from Brian. I asked her.
Hey, Chris.
Chris is dealing with something.
He's dealing with something. Maybe he's dealing with the app. We'll see what happens. So, yes. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You're welcome to give us a call. I don't know what Chris is dealing with, but he's dealing with something. I guess we'll find out momentarily. So we will. Where is my cheat sheet here? I'm looking for my cheat sheet. You see my cheat sheet?
Mm-mm.
I don't either. There it is. Well, I know what I can talk about a little bit while we're waiting for Chris to find out what's going on, I can talk about Macrotech Archery. And bow season comes in this coming Friday. You know that? That's why the archery shops are so jammed up busy. You know, you can't, yeah. It's very interesting. I get into a lot of archery shops, and they are just jam-packed with people getting ready for archery season, getting new bows, getting their bows tuned up. And Macrotech Archery is one of those places. But they're in their new location now. It's at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Len Marsh, the owner, he's one of Maryland's and the country's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. Beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. Been around a long time. He's tuned my Bowtech bow. He's recabled and strung my 10-point crossbow. And the bow technician, his name is Corey. Nice, quiet, young guy. Very top-notch. No question about it. I would hand my bow, crossbow over to Corey in a heartbeat. Or Len. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR. They have the Mission line of bows and boat and crossbows. Bowtech Diamond and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly, and they have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and more. If you ask, and broadheads, don't forget the broadheads. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues that you may have. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. So if you have a 10-point, a Wicked Ridge, or a Horton crossbow, Macrotech is a certified service center to take care of that for you. You should stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They're now open. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page, the phone number 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777, and Macro knows bows. Any callers on the line, Chris? I think I got it.
Yes, we've got John, and we've also got John. But
John and John.
We've got John and John, and this John from Northeast Baltimore.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Been a while.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Robin? The last time, because I haven't listened for a couple weeks, you had your back injections. You're really suffering. You doing okay now?
Yeah, there's a lot going on since then, but we're doing really good.
I'm glad. I'm happy about that because backs are bad, man. Alan, you said you had a pressure bandage on your ear, and I thought I'd share this with you to help you out with the understanding it because I'm a nurse. A pressure bandage is usually used to keep swelling down.
Right.
And a good example is an ACE bandage. I haven't seen one person when they try to put an ACE bandage on, they do it correctly. But basically, I believe that's what that's for. I'm so happy that that came out well.
It did.
My dad passed Tuesday, but he had a ball under his nose, and it was cancerous, and they had to take that off. And he recovered rapidly from it. They took skin from the back of his ear and covered it. Never had a problem.
Wow, that's great.
And I mean, but I'm not going to hold on you guys. I just wanted to share that with you and say hi because I miss you all, man. I haven't been on the phone for a while.
Thanks. Did you say your dad passed away this week?
Yeah, he did. He was probably in renal failure on. He's 96. He was 96 on Sunday. And, then, you know, nurse or no nurse, you don't think about this afterwards. And he had a sonogram appointment, a renal sonogram to check kidneys and bladder. And lo and behold, they came out and said, wait a minute, the radiologist is reading it. It's going to call the doctor. And they took him right away to ER. We're going to keep him up night and all this and everything. And everything went downhill and sour, and he passed the next day at 7:20.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry you lost him, but I'm glad he had such a blessed long life.
Oh, he did. I mean, he did everything he wanted, and to be honest, we came closer when he asked me to move back in last November. So my thing now is to take care of my brother. We take care of each other.
I want to
leave you with this. If Mark calls in with his joke, because I'm the John he's talking about, just tell him it stinks in advance, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
God bless you guys, and maybe I'll say hi again in a couple weeks.
All right.
So. Thanks, John. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. Catch you guys later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now we have another John from Bel Air.
Hey.
What?
Hey, I got a question about some hunting property there, right?
All right.
Hey, listen, my buddy, he lives in Arapahoe County. he's been shooting deer on his piece of property. He says it's okay. It's not posted. What do you think?
What do you mean he's been shooting deer on a piece of property? Already?
No. Hunting season,
it's not posted?
Yeah.
So he just goes in and shoots deer on property he doesn't have written permission to hunt?
Yeah. He told me it's just a piece of property out there in Anne Arundel County that,
Well, guess what? He's a trespasser and a poacher. Somebody owns that property.
Somebody. Yeah, so that's what I told him. He said there's been people back there hunting.
Well, then they're all trespassers and poachers.
Yeah.
Is it public land, though?
He said, is it public land?
He doesn't know.
You don't know. Well, somebody owns the land, and here's the deal in Maryland. You must have written permission in your possession along with a valid photo ID while you're hunting on the property. Okay? So I'd like to know where that was, because I have friends that own property in Anne Arundel County, and then they don't always know what's going on their property. So if somebody's in there shooting deer, they're stealing those deer from the landscape and, you know, doing so illegally. You've got to have written permission. I don't care what land it is, unless it's public land. If it's public land, then it's listed on the Maryland Department of Natural Resources website. But you still have to have a permit to hunt public land.
Yeah, I was telling him, I said, look, you got to get some kind of permission or find out who owns that land, because he's the one trying to take me there. And I usually go up into Frederick County.
Yeah.
And I said, well, who told you can go back there? He goes, well, it's not posted nowhere. And I said, look, somebody owns that land. Somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? And he goes, oh, people do it all the time. I said, well, not me. I said, we find out who owns that property, we'll have to get some permission. There's no way I hunt illegal. I tell him that. You know?
That's right.
You're a smart man.
You're a smart man. Stay away from that guy.
Yeah. But, I know for sure he's got to have permission somewhere.
Yeah, no question. No question.
You know? But,
I'll tell you what. I've told this story before, and I'm going to tell it again. I was 13 years old before I got to hunt with a gun. Took my hunter safety course in Pennsylvania at age 12.
Right. Okay.
Hunted the following deer season with my dad. There's 6 inches of snow on the ground. We're on private property. We're on my uncle's farm in Huntington County, Pennsylvania, near Warriors Mark. We're standing there in a patch of woods. We're watching a ridge across the field from us. We're watching the fields, but we're watching a ridge across the field from us.
Right.
Two guys come down from the top of the field standing right beside where we are. And we've got our orange on. We're standing like 50 yards from us. The guy kneels down in the snow. He takes two shots from his high-powered rifle. And then trudge on down through the field. Neither my dad nor I saw any movement at that time. Nothing. No deer. Nothing. About an hour later, here come these two yokels, and they're dragging a deer. And they drag it right past us. And I stopped them. We stopped them and chatted with them. This poor deer, his front legs were sticking straight up. His back legs, everything was frozen solid. They poached that deer the night before, went down and made it and dressed it out, made a big show of fake shooting a deer that they killed out of season, and then drug it up past us like they'd accomplished something. Nice 8-point buck. I'll never forget it. My
wow.
Very first day in the deer woods, firearm season, I encountered a poacher. And I think that's probably what's driven me to obey the law and you know, be so disgusted with people who take advantage of the wildlife and you know, think that the rules don't apply to them.
Right, because I see he's telling me he does a crossbow, and I said, well, still, you need permission.
He does a crossbow because he doesn't want to be discovered. It's quiet enough that he's not discovered.
Yeah.
That's why he uses a crossbow.
Yeah. And you know, because I do everything legal. You know, I have a boat and I hunt and all this, and I've seen some poachers out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they're stealing from you and me, buddy. They really are.
And it's crazy. I think the piece of property somewhere around Mountain Road or something.
Mountain Road. You said I thought you said Anne Arundel County. Oh, Mountain Road and Anne Arundel. Yeah, there's a lot of mountain roads. I know where you're talking about. I think I know where you're talking about. But
like some bushes or something over that way, or some woods, or they're doing. He said they're doing some kind of construction. I said you still need permission.
That's right. Well, if they're doing construction on the property, somebody owns it.
Yeah.
So
I told him. I said, look, you better get it together, man. You know.
Hey, there's an 800 number. All you got to do is call them and tell whoever's there that there's people poaching on that property, and they'll patrol it.
Yeah.
So
I think what I'm going to do is try to straighten him out on it, you know.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, I'm going to, you know, lean into him and tell him don't do it. To me, that don't sound right. I've never been to the property, so I don't know what it looks like.
Right.
But I'm just guessing it's somewhere around Mountain Road.
Okay.
But I don't know that area. So, you know, at the least I can do is warning, leading him into the right way, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all I want to do, you know, try to get it through.
Well, I understand. You don't want to report your friend. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand it, but you know, you can warn him, but he's gonna be. There's a term I use that people don't understand what I'm saying, but it's an old term that he's going to be hoisted by his own petard, which means he's going to be blown up by his own bomb.
He'll get caught someday.
He'll get caught. You know.
Yeah, he's got a good head on him. I just think he just really, yeah. He'll listen.
All right. Well, I appreciate your effort. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for getting back with me.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
So, Clyde Sports Shop. I'm going to tell you, there's a couple of beautiful auto loaders out there, and one of them is the Maxa shotgun. This shotgun was designed by Browning for waterfowl hunting. It's called the Autoloader Shotgun Waterfowl Hunting Perfection, the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. It's got a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. It's a 12-gauge shotgun. It's, like I said, built for waterfowl hunting. And I've watched guys in Clyde Sports Shop throw that thing up to their shoulder, and they just love the way it comes up, the way it feels. So you might want to check that one out as well as the A5. But try that Maxus on for size when you stop by Clyde Sports Shop. The other auto loader is a rifle. It's the old BAR, but it's been redesigned as a Mark III in the Hell's Canyon Speed model. That Hell's Canyon is one of Browning's newer brands, and it's a burnt bronze Cerakote finish, arid urban camo with the composite shim adjustable stock and the Inflex recoil pad. And the guns and gear from Hell's Canyon are built to be durable and lightweight, the perfect tools for serious hunters who need gear as lean and tough as they are. Large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers, and that's the Hell's Canyon Speed BAR, which stands for Browning Automatic Rifle, but it's actually a autoloader, a semi-automatic firearm. Check all those out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Make sure you check out those Browning firearms for sure. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 30 years experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically, you ought to see the paintings that John does. He's a true artist, no question. Recreates animals from all over the world. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call John at 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
I just looked at his Facebook page to see if I could see the muskox. It was a really cool page.
Is it on there?
I knew you were going to ask me that question.
You don't know what a muskox
is? I don't know what a muskox looks like. Once I got on there, I didn't know what I was looking for.
It looks like a buffalo but with big, long hair.
Okay, I thought that's what it was. So I'm not sure if I saw it. I'll have to look again. But the other stuff was blowing me away.
Yeah.
In fact, I saved one. I want to show you this rack that I saw. It was gorgeous.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
anyway,
good.
I knew you were going to ask me if I saw it. But I wanted to tell everybody how great the Facebook page was.
But
so it didn't matter.
But you set yourself up.
No, I didn't. But I wanted everybody to know how great the Facebook page was. It doesn't matter if I look like an idiot. I don't care.
No, you don't. So, all right. So, how much time do we have? Oh, that's wild looking.
Isn't that wild looking, right?
Yeah, very wild looking. Let's see. Oh, we don't have much time, do we, Chris?
No, you've got like maybe 20 seconds.
Okay. Hey, we had a lot of complaints about the app kicking people off. Chris?
I'm looking, and it's the streaming machine is fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, John, Don, Bree, a bunch of people called in and said the app sucks today, just so you know.
Just let sucks. You know. It just cut us off. That's all.
It's what?
It just cut them off. It's all right. Anyway, everything's good.
Well, I'm just repeating what our caller said.
Well, I don't say sucks.
Oh, you don't say sucks? Oh. All right.
I'm sorry, Chris.
The app disappointed some people today. It kicked them off.
All right, I'll let the chief engineer know.
That'd be great. I hear the music. Robin.
Get out. Stay out.